Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Rum Ready's right about one thing. The dark money rules in this state are among the worst in the country. And the biggest story this morning after the weekend is how Democrats are making their move right now in South Carolina, trying to get their people elected. It's really bad. I want to ask you to do something. This would actually be a fascinating way to look at, you know, really learn something about politics right there in your inbox. And I mean your mail inbox. When those really big, slick mailers come to your house, I want you to look at them. I want you to look at who sent them to you. If that mailer came from the Conservative Grassroots Network or the Palmetto Truth Project, these were groups pretending to be conservative. They're not. And they're using a fascinating strategy, pretending to be conservative and going after the few remaining conservative members that we have in our legislature to try to get liberals elected. If you're thinking, wait, I'm driving, I can't write that down. That's okay. Go to my X accounts. Just Tara Servais is my name on X. You don't have to have an X account. You look me up. I'm going to pin this to the top for you so you can see these groups. There may be others out there too. The two worst are Palmetto Truth Project and Conservative Grassroots Network Election Fund. They are fake. And so they are going after the Freedom Caucus. And the lies are astonishing. Absolutely astonishing. Basically, they've taken the Conservative Freedom Caucus members' voting record, flipped it 180, and they're saying they voted in ways that did not occur. And I watch these guys. I watch them closely. I watch vote totals all the time. I mean, I've never seen mailings like this. And I've been in politics a long time. I ran campaigns statewide up in North Carolina. I get my two homes confused sometimes. But folks, it's unbelievable, the lies. Just flat out lies. Like, they're saying they voted to give themselves a raise. No, they voted against it. And these are all members of the Freedom Caucus: Thomas Beach, Josiah Magnuson, Diane Mitchell, April Cromer, and Rob Harris. You're going to get the most outrageous lies sent to you. Again, if it comes from Conservative Grassroots Network or Palmetto Truth Project, It's full of lies. Those are liberal groups trying to take out conservatives by pretending to be conservative. And with my ex posts on this weekend, I put pictures of some of them. One thing to remember, okay, just to be really savvy here about how this works in South Carolina, because Democrats are making their move. They are trying to see how many of their people running as Republicans they can get in. And this is going on in district after district after district. Why? There is no news source worth a darn out on the coast. None. The talk radio out there, it's an absolute wasteland. It's entertaining, but politically it's valueless. I have no idea what they're talking about, and they don't really get to talk about important things either. We're lucky we get to do that here at WORD. And they're still trying it here anyway. You got David Pasco, who, folks, is openly a Democrat in 2020. Campaign went door-to-door for Joe Biden in 20-degree weather in Iowa. Now I want you to think he's a Republican. Why? That's a IQ test. This is the Democrats, Dick Harpootlian, in this state going, let's see if they're stupid enough to elect David Pasco as AG. Let's see if we can put Democrat in there.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt-lined drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing can score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a parent walking across their toy-filled living room for a glass of water. And now, the California Closets version of that moment. Family room and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
And it's not a bad gig because, folks, besides us, there's nobody educating anybody in this state. And I'm telling you, Democrats about to move in and take over. They're running liberals as Republicans. I want to tell you one other thing. It's very important, okay? It's rule of thumb. Watch this. Pasco's a perfect example. But you may be getting a lot of slick mailers about the race in your district. Maybe it's a legislative race. Okay. Actual conservatives don't ever have the money for that. Or they have very little money. Why? If you are an actual conservative, like the members of the Freedom Caucus that I'm trying to save this morning, if you are an actual conservative, you don't have a lot of money. Why? Because you vote to shrink government. That's useless to the lobbyists. They can't do anything with that. So you don't have the money to defend yourself. If you're getting a ton of mail, you're seeing, like, every time you go on YouTube, you're seeing a commercial for some conservative. Hey, I'm conservative. Here's my daddy's shotgun. Here's my Bible. I hate abortion. That's a Democrat. Or that's a liberal. Why? Because they got the money to run the commercials. If they were good people, they wouldn't. If they were conservative, they would not have the money to run that commercial. Now, I want to be a little careful with that because I've watched members of the Freedom Caucus. They'll build their own fundraising networks where, you know, one little old lady gives them $30, another guy gives them $200. They're real people. They're not lobbyists. And sometimes I've seen them raise $15,000, $25,000, $30,000. But this is big money. It's $100,000, $150,000 full of absolute lies. And a lot of those mailers you're getting in your mailbox right now, you know, the ones, they're like, you know, half the size of a piece of paper. Just unbelievable lies. I mean, just shocking, the lies. Again, if it comes from Palmetto Truth Project or conservative grassroots conservative grassroots network, it's packed full of lies. The conservative grassroots network is not conservative, okay? And so they're attacking the few really good Freedom Caucus members we got left in the legislature. And unfortunately, Donald Trump, you know, finished off a lot of the other conservatives. They were defeated because he endorsed a whole slate of liberals last time. This is what's left. This is what survived the Trump endorsement. I think Lindsey Graham just handed Trump a list, said, hey, these people are good. They weren't. They were people who'd be running as Democrats in another state. So Trump did generational damage with his last set of endorsements, where he endorsed a whole slate of liberals, many of whom were Democrats, which is, by the way, why we can't get redistricting through this state, because everyone Trump endorsed helped the Democrats and voted for them, with the exception of like one guy who Trump didn't endorse. But so, folks, that was generational damage. It's going to be really hard to get those Democrats out of office that Trump put there, the liberals out of office that Trump put there. I don't know why he mucked around in our legislative races. But what's happening right now is liberal groups are trying to finish off the few conservatives left. Please don't fall for it. Again, if you're driving, you can't remember what are those groups that are lying, that are not telling the truth. Palmetto Truth Project, ironically named, and a conservative grassroots network. There may be a few more out there right now, but a lot of their stuff's coming in on mailers, and they're going to tell you that your representative's not conservative, and he voted against the Ten Commandments. That one was hilarious. Like, voted against the Ten Commandments? Did I miss that vote? Because I'd have talked about that one. There wasn't a Ten Commandments vote. That's how crazy this is, okay? So if you're in Rob Harris's district, you're getting the one, he voted against the Ten Commandments. Joke's on you. There was no Ten Commandments vote. That's how bad it is. But these are liberal groups. Please do not base how you're voting off one of those mailers.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.